Well, direct from 33 College View, this is the DJBC Happy Hour on WCRS-FM 92.7 and 98.3, streaming online all over the world at WCRSFM.org.
I guess we got lucky.
Yeah, today is National College Radio Day, October 4th, 2019.
College Radio Day, just what is College Radio Day? Well, in 2010, Dr. Rob Quickie from WPSC-FM, William Patterson University in New Jersey, founded College Radio Day in December 2010. And in 2011, the very first College Radio Day was held. What's its purpose? Well, the aim of it, according to collegeradio.org, is to raise a greater international awareness of the many college and high school radio stations that operate around the world, by encouraging people who would not normally listen to college radio to do so on this day, World College Radio Day. And so, in year 9, the DJBC Happy Hour went back to where it all began, the quiet, peaceful village in Westerville, Ohio.
Woven radio through the years. Wow. Whole lot of famous faces. WOBC yearbook, 1949. Wow. Is it too late to get back here on the air, you know, and evangelize the good word of DJBC Happy Hour right here where it all began? Solid Rock 101, WOBN, College, Otterbein College Radio.
This year was a very special College Radio Day, which was dedicated to the memory of former WOBN advisor Dr. Janice Winborn, who passed away in May of 2019. Winborn was the advisor for WOBN FM radio at Otterbein University from 2006 to fall of 2017. And during her 12 years at Otterbein, WOBN transitioned from being 101.5 The Rock to 97.5 FM The Wild Card. The station also moved from the basement of Cowan Hall, home of Otterbein University's famed theater department, to its brand new digs on the other end of campus in the Art and Communication Building, where they have been ever since they moved there in the fall of 2007. Over the course of the 24 hours of College Radio Day, there were live programs such as Money's Morning Show, plus WOBN staff with their regular shows, special editions of those, even the station's general manager having an early morning fireside chat with Otterbein's president, John Comerford. And throughout the day, there were tributes to Dr. Winborn from current students and staff to alumni, and even the current WOBN FM advisor, Dr. Eric Jones, paid tribute as well. And I even paid a visit and listened in to WOBN on World College Day.
It is 4:20 on Friday afternoon. This has been going on for, this is the 17th hour. 17 hours. 4:20 on Friday afternoon on College Radio Day. Non-stop on the air. This is the purpose of College Radio Day. And here at WOBN, where the DJBC Happy Hour got its start, nothing was out of bounds during the 24 hours of College Radio Day. Back in my day, we called it marathon, and we danced on the tables outside the campus center at 3 a.m. 3 a.m.! But this is real college radio right here. Raw, live, and to the point, the way it should have been, the way I did it, because podcasts did not exist in my day. Oh yeah, they did, but we didn't know how to record them.
And all of the alumni who took part in the on-air tributes to Dr. Winborn were asked if they could dedicate a song to her, what would it be? The DJBC's very own Brian Curtis picked this song, and here it is, Revolution by the Beatles. Because Dr. Winborn was a revolutionary woman who paved the revolution for college radio, and that is the spirit of College Radio Day.
Well, we do it podcasts, but here I learned it one way, and that's live.
wrapping up directly from where the DJBC Happy Hour got its humble beginnings, from the corner of Dilley Avenue and Recalcitrant Drive, somewhere at the intersection of art and communication in a quiet, peaceful village in Westerville, Ohio. For the DJBC Happy Hour, this is Brian Curtis, heading back to where we actually do the show. Now!